Hey friends, welcome to the Courage and Clarity podcast. Steph Crowder here. I'm your host, and I'm so thrilled that you're taking some time to hang out with me today, listening to the show. Welcome. Thank you for being here. This is the podcast that is designed for online business owners who are balancing the head and the heart of entrepreneurship. Around here, we really believe that you need strategy and you need inspiration. You need the courage to go for it and the clarity to know what you're actually doing. That is the true core of this show. We talk about the mindset of entrepreneurship and sales. We talk about the strategy, the steps, the brass tacks, the how-to. But we also recognize that strategy alone is not going to get the job done. We have to have a healthy mind. We have to have the stamina to weather the difficult parts. And so we really balance the art and the science of entrepreneurship. That's really what this podcast is all about. We explore topics ranging both sides of the same coin, the art and the science, the head and the heart. And today's episode is no different. I'm so excited to bring you today's episode because this just happened in one of my programs. I have two programs. One is called Same Day Sales, and that is my foundational 12-month sales training and coaching program for people who want to learn how to build the skill of getting a sale in 24 hours anytime you want one. That's really my beginner-friendly program for people who want to get good at selling in their business. And then I also have a higher-level mastermind where I help people scale that kind of initial sales success into sold-out group programs. And, you know, there's this question that comes up all the time across both my programs, but especially in the mastermind as we start to have really higher level conversations. And this just happened in one of my groups. Now, I'm going to keep it anonymous, so because this story was inspired by one particular client in this exact moment. But here's the thing. This is a theme, a question, a scenario that I see over and over and over again. And it's so funny because when it comes up, it always feels very unique to the individual. It's one of those things. It's like, no, you don't understand. You're not going through it. You don't see what I, and I'm like, no, I literally see this all the time. It's so common, in fact, that I knew I had to do a podcast about it. It is the question of what do I do? How do I handle being like halfway through a launch, a promotion, a push, and feeling like it may not work, right? So feeling it specifically, let's take this through the lens of a group program. So it's like, I need this group program to get 4 people, 5 people into it in order for it to be worthwhile, in order for it to be an actual group. And maybe I'm, you know, 3/4 of the way through promoting this group and my doubts are creeping in that this is going to fill. And the question that comes up is, how do I know when it's time to start thinking about pivoting? There's that magic word, pivoting. What's the word I always hear is like, when do I know that it's time to pivot? What do I do if it's not working? Maybe I'm going to need to cancel this, okay? I want to tackle this question on the podcast today because we have a real example of this unfolding in one of my groups. And to this particular client's credit, but many clients before this one have had the same result, there's like this fork in the road moment when it seems like, okay, my group is half full, or my group is 3 out of 5 people full, or I'm about to miss my number. I still have a week left in my promotional window before the doors close. But what am I going to do if this doesn't work, if this doesn't fill? Okay. And so I'm not going to skip ahead to the end of the story. Let me just tell you how this unfolded for this particular client, this example, but I just can't say it enough. I've lost count of how many times this same story has unfolded. It is one of the most common, I call these cave thoughts. I know I've talked about the cave thoughts on the podcast before, where it's like this idea that the sort of primitive part of your brain just wants you to go back into the safety of the cave, like the caveman's cave, where there were no saber-toothed tigers, where you're not doing anything scary. Now that we are living in a sophisticated society, we still have that part of our brain that will do everything and anything it can to put you back into safety. And it's so good at doing it that the thoughts that that cave brain will offer you are so compelling, and they feel so logical. They feel so like analytical, and they feel like they make so much sense, okay? But I can see them from a mile away, and I always love my clients who are open to me pointing out that that's what's happening here. And so I had to share this example because of the way that this client adjusted to the coaching that I gave them. So in this particular case, we're just going to use this as an example. And I know that so many of you can relate to this because I hear all the time from people that one of your biggest fears about putting an offer out there, launching your group program, is like, what if it doesn't fill? What if it doesn't fill? Like, that would be so embarrassing. Oh my goodness, what if I have to cancel it? Like, that would be terrible. Okay. So I hear that question all the time. So this client came to me and said, I have a week left of this launch. We have three people paid. It needs to be five in order to be worth my time, in order for me to be compensated in a way that is appropriate. And how do I balance, you know, telling these people how to prepare for the program starting and potentially canceling it? Okay. Such a fair question. It's like, you know, and this client was thinking about was like, what am I going to do? Like, I feel like I need to reach out to them to be like, hey, we're getting started in a week, but should I also tell them that the group might not be a go, right? Like, what if I have to cancel it on them? Should I tell them that, you know, might be happening? And that, like I said, is something that I see all the time. Now, what are the key facts of this situation? One of the biggest things that stands out to me that makes it sort of like I don't want to call it like a red flag, but the sort of the alarm bells really start going off in my mind is when a client says, there's still a week left, right? Or there's even 2 days, 3 days. It doesn't matter. We have this expression across my programs, which is, it's not over until it's over. And that's one of the first things that I see the cave brain will want to do is convince you to quit when you have so much more time. I know I make a lot of analogies about marathon running. I'm not a marathoner, but it's just such a great example because if you've ever launched something, you know it feels like a marathon. And this would be sort of like, I'm afraid I won't make it across the finish line. I'm at mile 20 of 26 and I really don't know if my legs can take me all the way. Like, I'm seriously questioning if my legs are going to give out. So maybe I should just go ahead and wrap this up now at mile 20, right? And if you think about it, like, is that what you would do? You wouldn't be like, maybe my legs are going to give out, so I should just quit now. You would just say, my legs are still working, so I'm going to keep going. And it's really that mentality that can be the difference between your launch panning out or you quitting early. That's what makes this kind of thought so like insidiously toxic is it can be difficult to the untrained mind. I see it all the time, so I can see it coming from a mile away. But you may not pause. Like, you feel like you're being sensible and logical by having this thought. I might have to cancel it. Don't I have to let people know? All I see when I hear that question, all I'm hearing is quitting early, stopping or slowing down before it's over. Because think about it. If you are thinking to yourself, I might be canceling this, even if there's a little chance in your mind that you might cancel your group or cancel your program or your offer, whatever the case may be, I want to invite you to think about how that will change your actions, even in the most subtle of ways. So if you think there's even a chance that you're canceling this, maybe you don't do that extra Instagram live. Maybe you don't send that extra personal invitation. Maybe you don't send all of your emails, right? And it'll be such a quiet quitting on your launch that you won't even recognize that you're doing it. But unfortunately, it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy because those teeny little actions add up to not going full throttle, to not doing all of the ideas that you can think of to make it a success. And then what is the result of that? The result is the group doesn't fill and your brain goes, see, I told you it's so good that we told those people that this thing might be canceled because just like I suspected, it didn't fill. And now I'm going to go lick my wounds and conclude that my group sucks and that I can't fill it, right? So what I really told my client was, and this is the exact, I've given this advice before and I will give it a million more times, is you have to get it in your mind that you are not canceling. You take it off the table for your brain and watch the way that that changes your energy. So to this particular client, I said, you have three people. You have to find two more. That's it. The goal is to find them in a week. You have a week, plenty of time. There's so much time. That's a thought that we can choose to have. And you can coach yourself on the belief that there are two people out there. There's two people in the whole wide world. You think you can't find two people who are out there thinking about it? They're reading your emails. They're looking at your social media. And by the way, if you want more on this particular topic, I have another episode called Talk to the 10 here on the podcast. Scroll back and listen to this one to learn, you know, more about how you can actually call those people in who are thinking about it. So I told this client, you can tell your brain that if anything, if we're going to do anything, maybe we can think about delaying the group until you find two more people. Or maybe there's some other creative solution, but here's the bottom line. We're finding them. We're finding the people, period, right? Because again, it is all about how your energy changes when you say, we're doing this. There is no way out. Like if you are running the marathon, you're like, I don't care if I have to crawl across the finish line. I don't care how many water breaks I have to take. I'm going to make it. I don't care what my time is going to be. I'm going to make it. I'm not the only way you get across the finish line is by telling yourself it's the only way off the track. This is no different because again, that subtle change, if you tell yourself, maybe we'll cancel it, you'll end up protecting yourself, bracing yourself for the failure, not showing up 100% because why would you bother if it's going to be canceled, right? So here's the fun part. So this is a fork in the road moment for anyone who's in a promotional window, a launch, et cetera. And this client, to their credit, came back and said, this is the pep talk I needed, you know, fork in the road moment. You're right. I'm going to double down. I'm going to give this everything I've got and we're full steam ahead. This was just a matter of days ago. This client came back to me and said, I went ahead and used our resources that we offer in both of our programs, which we have templates for how to reach out to people, what words to say, how to get more people into your offers. This client sent 50 personal invitations using our templates and just reported back. By the way, just real quick, I do not believe this client or any of my other clients who've been in this position will go and spend their weekend sending 50 invitations if they thought there was a chance that they would cancel it. That is not logical, right? If you think there's another easier way out, you're going to take that 10 times out of 10, not because you're lazy, but because that's how we're wired. But this client, having taken that easy out off the table, this client knew that they had to find their two people. Might as well get it done. So they sent 50 invitations to people who had engaged during their webinar, opening emails, social media, et cetera. This client just reported back that they signed another client and officially they have a viable cohort. They have officially made it worth their while. They just generated $5,000 more pretty much overnight by sending out these invitations, by doing the difficult work of blasting forward, even when success is not guaranteed, right? And so this client has said, so back when this client had reached out for the advice, they were like, I don't have any calls on my calendar. I don't know who's going to be in the group. I think I might cancel it. This client now has 8 sales calls booked from those 50 invitations. And this, I mean, there's probably more that are going to come in. I'm literally recording this as it's happening because I just think it is so incredible the way the story's ending changed. Imagine an alternate reality. It's not so difficult to imagine that this client had taken their foot off the gas and had to reach out to those three people and say, sorry, the group might be canceled. It's such a subtle change in your mindset to say, there is no other way that this story ends. We are going to find our group. And so when your mind offers you what I have found to be a very, very common thought, what if it's not going to work? What if my group doesn't fill? And you have a week left of your launch. You have 2 days left. Here is the response I want you to have. The response is, we are not changing anything. We can add. That's what I tell my clients. You can add more things like my client did, sending 50 more invitations. But you are not to take anything away. You are not to take your foot off the gas. You are not to give yourself that opportunity to say, maybe this isn't going to work. So if the question is, what do you do when you're not sure it's going to work? You keep going. You keep going and you reserve your judgment for after that final minute has passed, okay? If we are on the day, like if your cart has closed, you've said Thursday is the day that this thing is closing, that's a different conversation. Although I could still coach you to push back your date. You have so many options, but I want you to know that it's not the same thing to be having this conversation at mile 20 as it is at mile 26. And so we have to remember that it is so far from over when you have days left in a promotional window. So when you're having that question of like, what am I going to do if it's not going to work? Again, I just want you to know that that is such a logical thought. It's like, I should have a backup plan. I should know what I'm going to do if my group doesn't fill. Maybe I'll even draft the email that says, here's your money back. I want to tell you to take that option off the table for yourself. So if your question is, how do I know? What do I do if it's not going to work? My answer is, there's no not working. That option comes off the table. It's going to work. And if you have to run your group for two people, I've had clients who've run a group for two people who now have worked with 200 people, right? So look for the ways that you are trying to quiet quit on yourself. When you're having that fork in the road moment, that's like, I just don't know if this is going to work. I think I'm going to miss my number. Like, maybe it's time to just slow down. Like, what isn't that the sensible thing to do? That's what people will say to me. They're like, but shouldn't I pivot if it's not working? And it's like, no, because you're still in the middle of it and you're making a decision without having all of the information, right? So when the horse is already out of the barn, when you're already out there, you've already committed to being in the race, don't convince yourself that quitting early is even a possibility, that that's something that would serve you, right? Finish all the way is the number one thing that I can say when this type of thought is coming up. So I just wanted to record a quick podcast about this because it comes up so often and I just had to share because we have folks in our group who are like, this is so inspiring. They're watching this happen in real time for this client who now has a full group who thought about canceling it just a couple of days ago. It's a true fork in the road moment, and I want you to stay in the game and take these cave thoughts off the table. All right, my friends, I am wishing you the courage and the clarity to go after what you love.